Life is depressing. Let's have some fun. Oh shit, there's a guy in a mask. Fucking run! Let's go.
What is that intro?
I don't know. I don't know. I just literally thought of something that rhymed and just went with it.
Fuck it. Let's go.
Welcome to the Beard Brothers podcast. I'm Beard Brother Dylan.
And I'm Beard Brother AJ.
We are missing our lovely, lovely brother, Beard Brother Cody. He is out sick.
He is Beard Brother COVID.
Oh, shit. I wasn't sure if we wanted to share his business, but too bad. That was on AJ, so blame him. But yeah, he is home getting well. He's doing all right, so... we wish you a speedy recovery.
It can also be Beard Brother censored when I edit this, and nobody will know.
Beard Brother bleep!
Yeah, right?
So yeah, we're just going to hit you with some fun stuff. We're going to be a little more football heavy in this episode, because me and AJ like the football, and Cody doesn't like the football, and we don't get to talk about the football when Cody's here.
Cody's not much of a sports ball guy.
Yeah. He's, like I said, home recovering. We're going to try to have as much fun with this as humanly possible, unless there's a guy in a mask, apparently.
I want to know what spurred that out.
Nothing. Like. Absolutely nothing. It was just kind of Halloween themed with it, the calendar turning to October.
Fair.
With it being October 5th per... yeah.
It's spoopy season.
Stromped. But yeah, so we're going to hit you with our weekly, bi-weekly recap. It's been 2 weeks since you looked at me.
Since we've had some technical issues with... recordings because of Mother Nature and
well that was shit. That was 3 weeks ago. We have another episode in the chamber, so
yeah, well, thankfully.
But yeah, and then we're gonna do some nerdy 20 questions. I will be answering one of AJ's, and then what else are we doing? We're doing a little more this or that, and then we're doing a fun little fan duel draft. In the next episode we'll tell you how our teams did. So yeah, that'll do it for me talking for a bit. AJ, weekly recap, go.
Oof. What have these last 2 weeks been?
They've been a blur.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was about to say.
Nothing really happened. I built two beds of nails. There's a
you
local...
You need to fucking open a backyard wrestling league?
Kind of. there's a local... you might have heard it. Ruthless Pro Wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
It's local in the area. Peapod does commentary for it.
Okay.
Everything like that's how I got wrapped up into it.
Care to share with the class who Peapod is?
Everybody should know who Peapod is.
Oh, man. He's a guy.
Yeah, right? He's like a dude or something that was on the radio for a while but got out of it. God damn it, Kyle.
Fuck you, Cap.
Yeah. I'm assuming the guy who runs it through Chris got a hold of me and was like, hey, you like to build things, right? According to Peapod. I was like, yeah.
Sure.
I like doing things. He goes, and then he messaged me. He's like, this is what I need. Bed of nails. I'm like, what the fuck? He's like, you buy the materials. I'll pay you back. Which.
Just buy some plywood and like hammer nails through? Or
no, I basically bought like a, you know those, it's like a pegboard.
Uh-huh.
Board, small board circle.
That's what my wife calls me.
You're my dad's little pegboard.
Yeah.
So basically do that, drop the nails through it, wood glue it to a thicker piece behind it, call it a day.
Thick.
So I gotta actually get a hold of that guy, because it needs my money. Why am I coming through so quiet? Anyway.
Anywho.
Aside from that, me and Jared have been playing a fuck ton more Valorant. Like, I've just been playing that like crazy outside of, you know, working. I was a touchdown away from $170.
Oh,
recently.
Yeah. Yeah, you were.
I was so sad.
A specific player getting a touchdown away.
Jamar Chase to get a touchdown, and he didn't.
For the first time in, 4 weeks at the time?
Yeah. I think he said touchdown every game.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he had 4 touchdowns in the first 3 games, and then zilch in the most recent one, the Thursday night game against the Jags.
A little bit of a sad moment, but it is what it is. Aside from that, really the only thing that's really happened was Jared and I started playing Minecraft.
Oh.
For some reason. We were sitting there one day like, hey, what do you want to play? I don't know. He goes, you want to fucking play Minecraft?
Thanks for inviting me, bitch.
And, you don't have an Xbox.
Minecraft is cross-platform.
I don't think it is.
Yeah, it is. I've played with Dallas and... Ashley and Melzack and them on PC.
News to me. I see. I didn't know
in like Minecraft worlds or something like that.
The realms.
Realms. Yeah. Yeah.
But he and I started it up.
So you are familiar. You're just a fucking liar.
I didn't know. I didn't know it was cross platform. That's all. So yeah, we started doing that. Like we started a little thing, and then like I've put in like 8 hours of work over the last 2 days into this little fucking world we're doing for no fucking reason.
Creative or
no, it's all survival.
Good, 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 good. Creative's boring as fuck to me now. It was cool when it first came out.
Yeah, like it's fun. Like if you're just putzing around, but like
you can build some really cool, fun shit. But I don't know. I felt like the older I've gotten, the more creativity I've lost. So. Yeah. Such is life.
That's where we're at now.
I just want to work for the small little cottage that I have to build now.
Yeah, right. I want to be terrified the entire time.
I remember one time I built like a dinky little like one room cottage, and then underneath it I had like a fucking basement mansion.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
This like forever ago. It was me, Kevin, my brother, and then our buddy Mike. Like I had like this little simple nothing fucking house. It wasn't shit, but then if like you hit a button, I had like a redstone system that like unleashed this ungodly large room that was super fancy and shit.
Yeah,
I was like, I'm so fucking cool.
I'll never, my like crowning achievement in Minecraft, and Cody, Milzak, Dallas, Ashley, Mason, Rowan can all attest to this, was back in the 360 days when it first, like, around the first time it came out on 360.
Yeah.
I built this Colosseum. It was called the Colostadium / the Skillet.
The Colostadium?
Yeah. So I made a Colosseum with stadium-esque features to it. And it had like a giant stone bridge going across that led from my house to the top of it. And then when I looked at it from the outside, I was like, hold on a second. And I put some, what's the hell stone stuff called that you can light on fire?
Netherrack.
Yeah, netherrack. So I put some netherrack underneath it and lit a fire underneath it. So like that, and it, you looking at it from the outside with that bridge made it look like a giant skillet. So, but yeah, that took us this was before creative existed. So that shit took us a long time to build. So thank you to all of you that I just mentioned for farming sand and glass and
putting up with your shit
and cobblestone. Yeah, I was the Hitler of fucking
Jesus.
of buildings.
The Minecraft Third Reich.
Yeah.
That's, I feel it.
Like there's a joke in there somewhere. Mein Kampf. No, Dad, Minecraft. I don't know if you've seen that video before.
No.
It's a German family, and a grandpa gets his grandson a present, and he opens it, and it's Mein Kampf, and he's like, "No, Dad, Minecraft."
That's a good joke.
Yeah. But yeah. So that's for you. I have some things.
Did you get locked in any Five Guys lately?
No. No, I'm gonna donate the rest of my earnings to somebody at work though for helping me out on. Last week.
Nice.
But I did completely start and finish the first season of Squid Game, which is taking over America.
Yeah, I gotta get Max Netflix info because I want to watch that and a couple other things.
Yeah, Squid Game was
Squid Game's dope.
Fucking good. Very emotional. I called a good amount of the plot twist. Oh, that's speaking of plot twists, I watched another thing. Which I'll remember now. But honestly, man, like a 9.25. There was some small things that kind of bugged me. But overall, I really like the main character. I really like some of the side characters. I liked a lot of the plot twists. Some of them were kind of heavily foreshadowed. And you could spot them if you were paying attention.
Yeah.
Two, to be specific. But overall, I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it, and I would probably watch it again at some point down the road. I watched Malignant on HBO Max, a very weird horror movie, quote-unquote horror, not a lot of scary shit in it. But I was very thrilled. I called the plot twist in that, and then I'm going to give spoilers here, so 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The way that the person was moving... So it's this woman, right? And she's pregnant, and her boyfriend's an abusive asshole, smashes her head up against the wall.
Jesus.
Yeah. And he's sleeping on the couch and this like creature, which it kind of foreshadowed in the beginning of the movie. I forget his name. Oh, that's going to bug me.
Was it Bingo? Because Bingo was his name.
Bingo was not his name. Oh, let me see here. I keep wanting to say Legion.
We are Legion.
Malignant. Let's see here.
The nice taste of a crisp, refreshing Mountain Dew.
Mmm. Nummy, nummy. Oh, come on. Show me the fucking voice actor.
Just do it.
They're dicks for not showing me this. But yeah, they showed him as a child, like, and he had this weird, like, power that he could manipulate electricity. So it showed this creature kill the boyfriend, right? And throughout the whole thing, it seems to be haunting her, and she's like trying to figure out the mystery of like what, who, or what this thing is. That's, it seems to be attached to her, and every time it shows it, it looks like it's moving backwards, like
weird.
Yeah, and I was like, that's an Edward Mordrake thing going on. This creature lives on the back of her head, and I fucking called it. I was so
like it legitimately.
Yeah, like it lives in the back of her head, and it had been removed because it was like it had little arms before when she was a kid and shit, and like it all been removed, and they had closed it up, and his face was like living within her skull.
Huh.
Yeah, but I called that shit. It was very fun. I suggest you watch it. But if I just spoiled it, maybe not. The coolest part of that entire thing is there was a very cool action sequence where this creature, you know, had taken over her body and was killing every fucking police officer in the precinct.
Jesus.
And it went like full on like Matrix. It reminded me, he fought like a V from V for Vendetta.
Nice.
And just had like this one knife that he had made out of like the doctor who fucked him up, a trophy that she had. Yeah. And filed it down.
That's fucking weird.
But yeah, it was fun. I enjoyed it. And the music wasn't like normal horror movie music. Yeah, horror music. That's what I listen to when your dad pounds me.
Jesus Christ.
Totally ever calls me. The best way I can compare it to anything is the soundtrack of Resident Evil, like the synthetic, like heavy rock. It was really weird. That movie was just all over the place.
I kind of get what you're going for, though, when you describe it like that.
Point scale wise, I give it like a 7.5.
Seven?
7.5. But yeah, I enjoyed it. It was fun, but wasn't great. So, and then Back 4 Blood comes out in 2 days, for me, because I spent the money on it.
Yeah, see, I get it for free.
Yeah. But I get all the DLC at least, so huzzah, which I will fucking play. I've been rewatching the season one of One Punch, dubbed.
One Punch!
Yeah. And I was checking to see. I think I prefer the sub, honestly, because the Japanese voice actor who plays Saitama just fucking kills it. His voice is perfect, and the American guys it's good, but it's just there.
Yeah,
it's Ling's Palace. It's just there.
I can't read when I'm trying to watch shit like that.
I normally couldn't, but that's all I could find at the time because it was on Netflix. I found out Netflix does have the dub for a lot of them. You just have to go in and change it. You can't just pick the dub episode.
Whack.
Yeah, I'm stupid.
Well, it's like in Hulu right now because I want to watch the new season of My Hero. But only like the first two episodes of it are subbed or dubbed.
There's a time release thing.
I don't want to wait.
Because Funimation has exclusive rights to like the second they're dubbed, they put them on their platform. I got both of the girls and my wife, so all three of the girls, to sit down and watch Spirited Away with me. And I
saw you post something about that.
Very thrilled, and it was like a peaceful, serene thing to do. And then I did get the two little ones over the weekend to start watching Howl's Moving Castle with me as well, trying to use up my HBO Max before it expires on the 10th. So, but overall, it's been a pretty good couple weeks outside of fucking my back. And yeah, that's it. So AJ, what do we want to do?
Mostly, I was going to add something.
No.
You said you were excited
moving
for,
on.
Back for Blood. I'm actually like super pumped for Halo Infinite.
Oh yeah,
I've watched a lot of gameplay on it, and I was reading into it. I was like, I might actually be excited for a Halo game again.
Oh my god!
I haven't been excited for one since like Halo 3.
No, Halo 4 was pretty good.
It was okay.
And Reach was fucking outstanding.
ODST is probably still my favorite.
ODST is one of the most underrated. I wouldn't say it's my favorite. I'd say 2 or Reach. I don't know, man.
I should say 2 is my favorite, but ODST is very underrated.
I don't know, man. One, nostalgia is a hell of a drug.
Yeah, right.
And I remember fucking playing co-op Legendary with any of my buddies that would play it with me with the big honky controllers.
I just remember we used to have LAN parties at my buddy's garage.
Yep.
Oh, just wires everywhere, potential fire hazards.
I am not of the Jesus-worshipping faith, but I remember going to geek nights at my local church when I was like 14, 15, and just...
mopping the floor.
Screen peeking motherfuckers for days.
You were that guy?
Yeah.
How are we friends?
Have you seen that game it's literally just screen peeking? That's the only way. Like, if you're looking on your screen, you can't see any of the enemy players, and it's all split screen, so you play up to 4 people, and you have to screen peek to try to determine where
that
everybody else is.
Awful. That sounds awful.
To try and shoot them.
Because, like, yeah. Like I have programmed my brain to not do that.
Mm-hmm. I always remember, like, people putting the curtains up and shit. And, like,
that.
The dividers and shit.
No, that's doing too much.
So, yeah, what do we want to do? We want to do 20 questions? We want to do this or that?
All right, let me roll this dice real quick. Evens, this or that, odds, 20 questions. That is a dose, I believe.
It looks like a B.
That is a dose.
So what did you say that was? This or that?
This or that.
All righty. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Bacon or sausage, sir?
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
That is tough.
I am going to take sausage as a standalone item.
I am going to go with you because...
bacon is a great topper. To me.
I like bacon, but only like if I make it, my brother makes it, or like I can't get bacon at like a restaurant.
I'm very particular about my bacon. I like it crispy on the outside and then like a little floppy on the inside.
I like that. I like mine almost like burnt. Like mine's got, it's like,
you fucking savage.
Yeah, like I don't mind like a little bit of, you know, chewiness to it, but like if I'm going to it, like I want it crunchy.
I like my bacon like I like. Well, never mind. I was going to say, I like my bacon like a 78-year-old man's dick.
Floppy.
Yeah. Like it's trying to get hard, but...
it just can't get there yet.
Still floppy.
Yeah.
I would say... this says Chinese food or Japanese food, but I've eaten Japanese food, and I think I prefer it, but I feel like neither of us have had it enough.
I really can't say too much. Like, my, you know... food like that is like buffets.
Chinese food or Italian food? We'll go with that.
Italian all day, every day.
Chinese food, Italian food, or Mexican food?
Italian food all day, every
Mexican
day.
Food for me. Mexican food is my favorite.
That's me with Italian food.
Yeah.
Oh, all of it. Give me all of the different kinds of pastas and various sauces.
Bopita boopy. Cake or pie?
Cake.
Yep. That's easy. Train or plane? Give me the plane, because I want that shit to be over. I don't have a fear of takeoffs or landings.
I used to, because I'm deathly afraid of heights, but I've gotten used to it now. I just nap the whole time.
Makes sense for you, pussy.
Yeah, right? But I've been on one train, and that was when we went up to Vermont, because Jared was going to go to culinary school.
Oh, yes, wine country.
And we stayed in Massachusetts, so we took a train from... where we were at to Boston.
Yep, I took one to Worcester.
That we were in Worcester is where we stayed, yeah. And we took that.
Even though it's spelled Rochester.
Yeah. Right. So, dude, trains are fun. I want to take.
I completely disagree. I also didn't have a laptop, and I just had my phone, and it was very limited. I had
was
a T-Mobile.
It just you?
It was just me.
Oh, see, it was me, Jared, and another buddy.
And I don't mean to isolate a certain demographic, but there were Amish people on that train.
And they were stinky.
They don't use technology or deodorant.
No, but I have, or before our routes got changed around, I went out into Amish country.
Mm-hmm.
And the smells are so bad.
Yeah, they're not great.
But trains are fantastic because you get to see a little bit more. And I'm big on scenery, and I'm a slut for nature. So I think I would take the train, but I understand your desire for the planes of just fucking get me there.
Yeah. Super sandwich.
I'm a sandwich guy. I'm not a big soup guy.
Sandwich, hot or cold? I'm a hot sandwich kind of guy.
See, I don't really care either way. Like,
I will fucking gobble up a fucking cold sandwich like it's your daddy's cock. But
but there's a good hot sandwich is to bread or bagel for a sandwich.
For a sandwich?
Yes.
Give me a fucking bagel, bro.
Dude, bagel sandwiches all day.
So Sierra has this thing, and I'm sure people have made them before, but it was her. When you get high, you come up with certain things. Like, I remember one time I got super stoned. And was just like, I need something sweet. And I went in and I took chocolate graham crackers and was just dipping them in frosting. And just...
Yeah.
But Sierra does a bagel, cream cheese, any kind of... Like, if you have regular cheese, like American or Kobe Jack or anything, you can slap that bitch on there, too. And then salami and Doritos.
That sounds fantastic.
Fucking delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to be high to enjoy it now.
Yeah. Jared and I, it's like he turned me onto it. Just a plain chicken patty on a bagel. Just that.
I mean, it
sounds so boring, but it sounds so good.
It sounds dry to me, though.
It can be. But I like to throw ketchup or cheese on mine. But
what are you, fucking 12?
I love ketchup, dog.
I like ketchup.
Yeah, I'm.
I love mustard.
Mustard's the devil.
Mustard's delicious. motorcycle or bicycle? Give me a bicycle because I'm not trying to die.
See, I have to go bike. Like, I've always wanted a motorcycle, but my cousin was actually killed on one.
Yeah, Mason had a very nasty accident on one. One of Sierra's closest friends growing up, Zach. He was killed in a motorcycle accident.
Yeah, so it's just like it freaks me out now. Like as I still want one, but like I don't think I'd ever do it because that fear is always there.
Mm.
Plus, the bike's gonna make me less fat. So
yeah, pedal some of those handles off.
Yeah, right.
Ninjas or pirates?
Ninjas.
Ninjas or I would say ninjas too.
Not saying pirates aren't cool, but
ninjas or samurai. I'm a samurai guy. I'm also a slut for Japanese culture.
I would.
Which there are Japanese ninjas too.
I think I would go with ninja because I've always thought they were cool. But me as a person, I would end up being more of a samurai because I am not dexterous.
Yeah. TV shows or movies?
I don't watch enough of either anymore.
I'm trying to think if I had to eliminate one. Fuck.
I would probably eliminate movies and watch TV shows.
Yeah.
You get more variety out of a TV show to me.
No, you get plenty of variety out of both. But I'm trying to think of like what I would miss more. No, I would get rid of TV shows, honestly. I don't know, man. That's a tough one. I don't know. What's worse, doing the laundry or doing the dishes? Dishes. That's easy as fuck.
Dishes all day.
You put the laundry in and then
leave it for
the machine does it for you.
Like I have to do that. Like I now say doing the dishes or folding the laundry.
This is a pretty easy one for me. Okay, so it says international vacation or...
Did you even hear what I said?
No, I didn't hear what you said.
Doing the dishes or folding the laundry.
Oh, God. I'll do the dishes, man.
I'd rather do the dishes than fold laundry.
I fucking hate folding laundry.
Like, if you go into my kitchen, there's that black hamper out there. That's all clean clothes because I'm too lazy to
put them away.
I live out of that dryer.
It's so monotonous to me.
Dude, it's the worst.
Like, I could be listening to a podcast. I fold, like, two things. I'm like, fuck!
I'll fold, and then like, just walk away. Thing, like, nope.
Yep. This one says international vacation or a new TV. I'll say international vacation or a new entertainment system. So you get like speakers, a new TV, maybe a new console with it.
Give me the vacation.
Same. We'll say 2 weeks.
But say I can save up easier to get the entertainment system than I can the international vacation.
Yeah, I agree. Because I, dude, and I know it's not international because it's technically part of our nation, but even to go to like Hawaii, I would fucking die to do that.
Right. I'm gonna drive a car to Hawaii.
I know our answer on this one. Working alone or working in a team?
Working alone.
Exactly.
I work great in a team, don't get me wrong, but I'm also very impatient. I want to get shit done.
All right. So I'm going to put a little bit of a stipulation on this one. Okay. This one says perfect hair or perfect teeth. Now, you don't have like completely fucked up like George Costanza going bald horseshoe hair if you have perfect teeth, but we'll say it's like kind of like where we're at now. Kind of thinning, not great. Can't do a lot with it.
Kind of my hairline.
Yeah. Or you have perfect hair and then, you know, kind of like our teeth now, not like perfect, but perfect. But, you know.
Mine could use some work.
Yeah. My bottom row is a little crooked.
Yeah.
I feel like my top teeth are.
I drank a lot of dark pop growing up, so my teeth are.
Same, fucked. Man. Senior brown water has fucked me up.
Right.
Still is.
Whew. I think I would rather take the hair. Just because.
Yeah. I think I'm in the same boat, man. If I could keep the teeth that I have now, I have like a couple chips here and there, and my bottom row is a little fucked up, and I have way too many cavities. But
that's why I'm afraid to go to the dentist.
Yeah, yeah. The judgment. Yeah, I'm familiar.
I'd rather have just give me some of my hairline back. That's all I want.
I just want it a little thicker and to be able to do more cool shit with it.
My hair is already thick. I just want my hairline back.
Yeah. Yeah, I want this top front area filled back in a little more.
Give me some of that back.
If you were stranded, would you rather be stranded in the Arctic or the desert?
Oof. Arctic.
Same.
I fucking hate the heat.
Mm-hmm. I feel like there's enough you could do to stay warm.
I can only get so naked.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's like, I turn into a miserable bitch when it gets hot.
Would you rather go to a theme park or a water park? Can I say pass on both?
If I had to choose, theme park.
If I had to choose, I'd say water park, but
I don't want to be wet all day.
I don't like theme parks. I don't like roller coasters at all. I don't like rides at all. There's a couple that are doable for me.
It's if they didn't go up so high, I'd probably like them more. But
I don't think it's the height that bothers me. I think it's just the motion sickness. I get sick so fast.
I almost threw up in my brother's car.
I don't want to go to a water park either because they are just piss filled.
Just a bunch of pee water.
Yeah, exactly. this is. I'm trying to think of another cool place. We'll just go with the one that says Africa or Asia.
Oof.
I mean, I think, I mentioned before, I'm a slut for Japan, so.
Yeah, I think I would go to Asia.
Yeah. Antique or brand new?
Depends on what it is.
Brand new. I can't go wrong with brand new. I growing up, I would get mad if I got used controllers, if I got used anything. I used games I was fine with, as long as they were in good condition, but I don't know, man. Anything that is like a physical thing, just give me a new one, man.
Yeah, like I said, it depends on what it is, but I think I'm with you.
Mansion in the suburbs or cabin in the mountains?
Cabin in the mountains.
Yep.
Fuck people.
Fucking same, dude. If I could get good internet out there, 100% cabin in the mountains.
Give me away from people. That's the one thing Slipknot got right. People equal shit.
Oh, there's all the ones that we've answered before. Skirt or pants? Skirt, so your dad can get in there easier. Fast food or sit-down restaurant? Give me the fast food because you've been out to eat with me before. The second I am done eating, I want to fucking leave.
Yeah, it's really frustrating. I fucking hate it.
I don't know why. Like, it's cool like having the company. Like, no, if we're going to sit and talk, let's go somewhere else and do it. I don't want to sit in a fucking restaurant.
Let's go to the couch where it's comfier. Yeah, exactly. I get it, but your impatience when you're done eating is frustrating.
It says curly or straight. It doesn't say hair or fries or anything.
I would prefer to be curly.
Yeah, I'll go curly.
Especially for my dad.
Spring or fall?
Fall.
I'm going to say fall, too. They both suck when it comes to rain here, though.
Yeah, but the colors change, and I'm a slut for nature.
Online shopping or mall shopping?
Online, less people.
It says credit card or cash. I feel like 99% of people would say credit card at this point.
Yeah, if I have cash, I want to spend it.
Cardio or weights? I can have fun with weights. I cannot have fun with cardio.
That is correct.
Well, unless it's playing a sport.
Yeah.
In which I'm running.
Fair.
But if I'm just at a gym, I will be lifting weights. Which I am not at the gym because I don't go to the gym.
I like pizza.
Yeah. It says mobile games or console games. We know the answer to that. It's console games.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I don't hate on mobile gamers.
I have a couple games.
I don't get why people are like, oh, you're not a real gamer. Shut the fuck up, dude. I don't fucking play phone games.
Playing a game, you're playing a game. Fuck off.
This is football or basketball.
Football.
I'm going to ask you football or hockey.
Hockey.
Okay. There's no comparable thing you could ask me, so it's football.
Yeah. I love football, but it's like hockey for me. I can't do basketball at all.
Yeah. Iced coffee or hot coffee?
Neither.
Yeah, I agree. Iced tea, please.
Yeah. Coffee's disgusting.
Yeah, I completely agree. Ocean or mountains?
Mountains.
Mountains. straight or mixed? I don't.
Gay.
Ooh, you're single. Blonde or brunette?
Brunette.
Mm.
I don't care either way personally. Like, give me whichever.
I think I know the answer for both of us. Boxers or briefs? Boxer briefs.
I need that support and freedom all at the same time.
For yourself personally, long hair or short hair? Short. I like my hair short.
I don't know. I'm going through this mullet phase, so I don't mind the long, but I like when my hair is shorter.
You're a dumb bitch. would you rather go skydiving or bungee jumping?
Neither.
If I had to choose, I would go skydiving.
I would rather you just assassinate me.
I don't want the herky jerky, like bouncing multiple times.
That's a good point. I would rather you just shot me.
Yeah. Yeah. Jogging or hiking?
That's a third option.
Yeah. Hiking, for sure.
Hiking. I'm too fat and it's hard on my knees.
I mean, hiking sucks too, but.
Yeah, there's less.
At least there's shit to look at.
Yeah, like jogging is just fucking impact on my knees the entire time.
Sneakers or sandals? I prefer sneakers, but I am wearing my slides.
I do enjoy a good pair of sandals, but yeah. give me some Tanda shoes.
Meat or vegetables? Get the fuck out of here. Movie at home or movie at the theater? I will take the movie at home.
At home.
Yep. Horror movie or comedy.
I scare too easy, and horror's never really been.
Honestly, at this point, I'll take comedy movies because there hasn't been a lot of good comedy movies lately. People are still making good horror movies.
Yeah.
Name brand or discount?
Don't care.
I'm a name brand kind of guy. I'm talking like cereal and shit like that.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, it's just whatever. Like, I've been.
Rich or successful? Why not both?
Right.
flying or driving? No. They asked this bicycle or motorcycle twice in here.
Fuck, we're already 35 minutes into this.
Would you rather be a good dancer or a good singer? I will take the singer because I enjoy singing already and I'm okay at it.
Yeah, I don't know if you if you even have Snapchat, but I brought back Sing Along with AJ's Ride Home today.
Oh, God.
So I love singing. I may not be great at it.
I was in chorale in high school.
But I can't dance. I suffer from Caucasian rhythm disorder.
Yep.
It just doesn't work.
Fucking insane. I don't know. I'm below average at dancing. I feel like I'm slightly, very like a nipple hair above average at singing.
I do a mean shimmy.
Yeah. I can floss.
I can slow dance my ass off.
Rich friend or loyal friend?
Loyal friend.
Yeah, 100%. I've never had a rich friend, so I don't know.
Neither have I. I don't give a shit about money.
Work hard or play hard?
Both. Why don't I work hard at playing hard?
Yeah. Why don't you play hard at working? I don't know. money or free time? Give me the free time.
Free time all day.
Yeah.
I have none of that
anymore. Save or spend? I want one and I do the other.
Yeah, same. You decide. I am broke.
Would you rather be honest with somebody or and hurt their feelings or lie to them?
Oh, fuck your feelings. I don't give a shit. But say, if I have to tell you, there's a reason I have to tell you.
I know the answer to both of this for us. Introvert or extrovert?
Oh, I'm a fucking introvert.
I'm an extrovert.
I like to I go through spurts, but
I'm an extrovert with introverted tendencies.
I'm the other way around.
Yeah. What the fuck is marry or live in relationship? I'm in a live in relationship, so we will never actually get married.
But say I'm
sunrise or sunset. Sorry, answer the last one.
I'm in a live in relationship with myself.
Jill.
Yeah. Rosy palms.
Yeah. School or no school? Okay, yeah, these are getting corny. Move on to 20 questions.
All 20 of them. 20 oh damn shits. Let me reset. Oh, God. Mm. This counter here.
Mm.
You will be trying to find a football player. A player of the foosball, if you will.
Is this person white?
No.
Are they still playing?
No.
Are they in the Hall of Fame?
I don't think so, but let me double check. Is he? I just give it away. It's a he.
Oh, watch out. Really narrowing it down for me.
No, not that. I don't need to know 40 time.
Who is it? I'll look it up.
Like, there's something in here about Hall of Fame, but I want to double check.
Just Google search that person.
I just did. Yes, he is in the Hall of Fame.
Okay. The team that he retired with, were they an AFC team?
He was there at the end, and you said AFC?
Yeah. Thanks for answering that he played for multiple teams.
Shit. No. It was not an AFC team.
Okay. Was the team that he predominantly played for in the NFC? Well, if he's retired, they would have had the Central and then the East and the West. They wouldn't have had the North and the South. Was this an NFC East or West team?
That he retired with?
Yes. That he predominantly played for.
That he predominantly played for?
Well, I guess we'll stick with the team that he retired for. Okay. Or retired with.
What was your question?
The team that he went in the Hall of Fame with, basically. NFC East or West?
No.
Was he in either of those? So it would have been the NFC Central.
Are you sure?
Or North or South. I mean, it's one of those three. Yeah, right. Was this player active between the years 2000 and 2010?
Yes.
Cool. So it is North and South. Played for an NFC team, went somewhere else. Is this player a quarterback?
No.
Offensive?
No.
Defensive? Well, actually, that wouldn't hurt because you could have been a dick and went with a kicker. NFC defensive player.
I'm going to say because you are focusing on the team that he retired with.
Yes.
So,
was this team in the NFC South?
The team that he retired with was in the NFC South.
So, four teams. It's Falcons, Saints, Panthers, and Bucks. Did I say Bucks already?
No.
Okay.
That is another question.
How many questions am I at?
That's nine.
Was it the Buccaneers?
No.
Was it the Carolina Panthers?
No.
So, oh, fuck it. I might as well ask. Was it the New Orleans Saints?
Yes.
Okay. Defensive player for the New Orleans Saints, active. Darren Sharper is not in the Hall of Fame. I'm trying to think of defensive players that would be in the Hall of Fame from the Saints.
Oh, hold on.
Did you lie to me?
Kinda. I'm going to give you two questions back here. He was only, I didn't see this note at first. He was only on the practice squad for the Saints.
Okay, when I say the team that...
Yeah, I didn't see that at first.
That he was inducted into the Hall of Fame with. Okay. That was like the team he retired from. That's what I was implying. Sorry.
Then let's go... Okay, then it was AFC.
Okay, Jesus Christ.
And I'll give you, it was the West. I'll give you a couple extra questions back here. It was an AFC West team that he spent most of his time with.
Okay.
Because I didn't see that. That's on me. I didn't see that note at first.
Yeah, you have to give me a at least three questions back.
I gave you four.
For the teams. Okay.
Yeah, I gave you four total questions. Actually, so what I am gave I you at? Five back. You're at eight.
Okay.
Because there was an West. Asterisk that I didn't see. Fuck you, Wikipedia.
So that would be the Chiefs, the Raiders, the Broncos, and the Chargers. Does player play for the Chargers?
No.
Okay. I'm starting to think Sean Merriman, but he's not in the Hall of Fame. No, I'm not going to say Chiefs. I can't. Broncos.
Yes.
Does this person play cornerback?
Yes.
Was this person traded to the Washington football team?
Other way around, but yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for Clinton Portis?
Maybe.
Is this person's initial CB?
Yes.
Yeah. Is it Champ Bailey?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry. He was traded for Clinton Portis.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, I didn't see the asterisk that said he was only on the fucking practice squad for the Saints.
Yeah, when you...
I knew you would get Champ Bailey because I know you liked him.
Yeah. When I say somebody, like, retired with that team, I meant, like, that was the team that they went into the Hall of Fame with.
See, I thought you wanted the team that he was on.
No, because you should probably look it up. He probably signed a one-day contract with...
Probably.
Either Washington or... Denver. But I predominantly think of him as a Denver Bronco.
Yeah, so do I.
Because I think he only spent like three, maybe four years. Yeah, 4 years with.
Because he was drafted in 99. Do you know what round he went in?
I don't know why I want to say third.
Nope. No. First, he was seventh pick overall.
Oh, nice. Damn. Well, he paid back on that investment. All right, so I think that's all we got outside of our draft. So we're going to load up our FanDuel draft. I have been doing exceptionally well at fantasy so far this year. AJ,
I am
making a bit of a comeback.
In one, like in my money league, I'm 1-3.
Mm-hmm. You're 0-4 in that work league because I play you this upcoming week.
Yeah, then I'm like 2-2 in every other league.
Yeah.
It's not been a good year for you, boy.
Well, here, let me just read
off. Not to mention that all of the my guys are doing dog shit.
Well, we'll get to start finding out about mine hopefully this week with Trey Lance, at least at quarterback.
Yeah, he is starting.
Javonte Williams hasn't paid off yet, and Antonio Gibson's been good.
I must say, Mike Davis ain't done shit.
Nope. Yeah, he's not even the best running back on his team.
Exactly. LaVisca Chenault may start doing stuff with DJ Shark being out.
Mine was CD Lamb. He's half and half at this point.
I forget what quarterback I went with.
Stafford. So yeah, not bad.
Stafford's doing all right.
Yeah, mine was Trey Lance. So we're waiting and seeing still. I should have went with Tom.
My choice to, you know, that I thought Carson Wentz was going to do good would have been great had he not sprained his ankle and sprained his one ankle in two spots. And then his other ankle in another one.
Let's see here. I'm 4-0 in our league of record. I am 3-1 in the Star Wars Dynasty League. In the other friend over. I'm in two friend overs dynasty leagues. One of them I am 2-2, and then I believe the other one I'm 2-2 as well. 4-0 in the work league, and then that's a best ball one. That doesn't matter. 1-3, whatever. I don't do anything with that team because it's a best ball league.
I just look at it to see if I'm winning.
Yeah, and then the other one I mentioned, my ESPN one with Mason, my pay league. I'm also 2-2. I have been decimated by injuries in that one. Fucking CMC, David Montgomery, and Raheem Mostert were my top three running backs on that team. So
yeah, best ball 2-2. Your work league 0-4. The friendo league 2-2. Our league 2-2, and then the money league 1-3.
All right. Do we want to put any stakes on this? Do we want to pie bet this?
Dude, I already have enough pie bets coming my way because there's no way Robert Woods is coming back on
Cooper Kupp. And there's no way that Mike Davis is finishing as a top 15 running back.
Like, it's just. I will bet you $1.
Well, we'll go thigh slap bet.
Yeesh. Yeah. All right.
I was going to say face, but nah. I got some brittle teeth in the back. You might snap one off. Much like your dad does in my butthole.
Just snapping one off.
All right. So you want to get a couple dice out? We'll roll for who picks first, and then we'll snake it. Ooh. So the way FanDuel works is you get a set amount of money.
Yep.
But we're
60 grand.
Yep. Yeah, 60 grand to fill. I forget how many spots.
Quarterback, 3, 10? 6, 7, 8, 9.
9. Okay. AJ rolled a 12.
Yep. 12.
I rolled a motherfucking 16.
Noice.
I will pick Foist. There's one guy, but I think he might snake back to me. But you also got to keep in mind we got to try to stay, yeah, matchups and stay within our budget. There's a top tier running back that I worry about, so I'm not gonna take him. You know who I'm gonna take? He's coming back from injury. Plays a very soft defense. I'm gonna go with Dalvin Cook for $9,000.
Damn.
I don't want to go Derrick Henry. He's extra pricey. And I'm worried that the Jags, with if Julio and A.J. Brown miss again, the Jags could give him a run for their money. And then at that point, Derrick Henry might get kind of phased out a little bit. So,
yeah. Oosh. All right. So he is off the table. Off the tabla. Do I go quarterback and just knock that out of there? I really want to pick Kyler, just because Kyler's been playing out of his fucking mind this year.
Yes.
Indeed.
I believe quarterback one on the year.
Yeah. And they're playing San Francisco.
They haven't been very good against the quarterback this year.
Yeah. And then the guy, I might take Aaron Rodgers here because they're going up against Cincinnati.
Yeah, but since his defense has been a little improved.
They've been spotty, and that's what concerns me. If fucking Heinicke wasn't going up against the Saints, I'd probably take him.
Yeah.
I'm not taking Jameis Winston.
Yeah, I saw that. Washington's defense is fucking weird this year.
Dude, it's so
they're
weird.
They're dead last against quarterbacks.
Jameis Winston doesn't know what he's fucking doing with the football right now.
Dude, the Saints are just an enigma.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, they fucking throttled the Packers in week one.
And they ain't done shit.
They bounce back and fucking get obliterated. I forget in week two by who.
But I can't remember.
Yeah, they played like dog shit. Eked one out in week three and then barely lost in overtime. Or close to overtime.
You know, if they would have just thrown the ball to Kamara more.
Yeah, exactly.
Or at all.
At all, yeah.
I'm going to go with a divisional matchup on this one with the quarterback. I will be taking Dak Prescott.
Ooh, against the Giants.
Yep.
Okay.
Against the El Gigantes. Oh, we're snaking this.
Yep. So you get to pick again.
Do I want to pair him?
Stacks are always nice.
But which do I take, Cooper or do I take Lamb? That's the question. Is Cooper still hurt?
I mean, he's a little hobbled, but he just had a rib bruise.
I think I'm going to take CD. I'm going to try to see, have him get a bounce back this week.
Okay. I like it a lot.
Get that little pairing going. Stack it up.
I think I'm going to reach for a positional advantage here. That's tough, man. They all have bad matchups. And we're without Kelsey because he plays Sunday night. This is just the Sunday 1 o'clock to 4, and the 1 o'clock games and the 4 o'clock games, East Coast. So the early games and the late games on Sunday. Not including the London game, which I think is this week as well, so we don't get any Jets or Falcons. Man, overall, this is just gross. Yeah, I'll hold off. There's a couple different guys I like there. Let's go. You know what? I think I might take my second.
You gonna take another running back?
Yeah. I'm going to go big or go home here. I'm going to take Aaron Jones against Cincinnati.
God damn it.
Yeah. So I've spent a good chunk of my money on running backs. And then, it's me again.
It's you again.
You've already got your quarterback, so I can wait on that.
Yep.
Nah.
What are you thinking?
Looking at tight ends, now there's some cheap options. Hockenson's let down after his big two boom games to start the season.
Yeah.
I'm liking his price, though. Could go Dalton Schultz. Kind of steal some points away from you, potentially. And your quarterback throws touchdowns to my guy.
Yeah, it's just, I really wanted it to be Jarwin season again, but it's clear that Schultz is the tight end one there.
It's just such a crapshoot. No, I have another guy like further down the list. So I will start on my wide receivers. You know what? I might go big. No. You know what? Their corners haven't been very good. I think it's gonna be a shootout out in the desert. An intra-divisional matchup. Or inter? I don't know. It'd be inner. I'm gonna go Deebo Samuel, man. He's been on fucking fire. He's the wide receiver 3 on the year so far. $7,700.
Yeah, he's been playing out of his fucking mind as well.
Put him in my lineup one time in our league. I don't know how I haven't done that.
Oh, that was both your picks then?
Yep. So far, Dalvin Cook, Aaron Jones, Deebo Samuel.
Alrighty.
I have $34,900 left to spend on 6 players.
Yeah, I'm sitting at 4,500 on the dot. Or 45,000, excuse me.
I was like, what? Cool, I win.
Yeah, right? Good luck, nerd. Oh, shit. I'm going to need a running back. Well, even though you've taken both of yours already. So I can hold off.
There's still a flex, though.
Yeah. Tight end options are really weird right now. Because outside of Kelsey, there's really no tight end other than like maybe Darren Waller that's been lights out.
Yeah.
So it's really just kind of a crapshoot of what happens here. I could probably get him next go around.
So keep in mind this is half point PPR.
Is it half?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's look at the running backs here. You have Jones and Cook. That's tough. They're going up against Cleveland, who's been doing pretty good against the run.
Very good. Outside of the Bucks, they're one of the top tier ones.
They're ranked third on FanDuel's for
against running
back. Yeah, sorry. My brain like fucking froze. But I think I have to play a little homerism here. Be
Nick
that
Chubb
guy.
At his lower price.
Yeah, taking Chubb. Then looking at another wide receiver here. There's so many options, and who knows what's going to be what. Where is... who's got a good matchup here? I already got CD, so I don't really want to stack anymore on that. I don't... If it was still Teddy Two Gloves, I'd probably scoop up Cortland Sutton here.
Yeah.
But I don't trust fucking... Drew Lock.
Nope.
Allen Robinson's not going to do much because Justin Fields doesn't like seem to like to throw to him. I don't want any of the Pittsburgh's wide receivers because Big Ben's washed.
Yeah. Well,
I wouldn't say washed.
Deontay still looks good. Ben Roethlisberger did pop up in the injury report today.
Did he?
For a big surprise, old man has a hip injury. excuse me.
The guy I'm looking at right here made a hell of a play.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Hunter Renfro on that punt.
Yeah, on the punt or on the fake punt.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's the punt returner and they tried throwing to
one
of the gunners. Yeah.
Yeah, he sprinted like 25 yards to break that up.
He also had a really good touchdown catch on a pretty slick ass route.
That I didn't see.
I found my cheapie. One of my cheapies.
So I think I don't fucking know.
Chip tilt.
You know, I saw what Zach Wilson did against the Titans.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put a little faith in Trevor here, and I'm going to take Chenault.
Okay. He was one of my cheap options.
So, right now I'm sitting on Dak, Nick Chubb, CeeDee Lamb, and Laviska Chenault.
Yeah, this is also three wide receiver. Let me look at my receivers here. Yeah, man, I don't know why I feel like he's going to have a game. Nah.
Did you take a wide receiver at all yet?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I have Debo.
Oh, that's right.
God, it would be clutch if I knew, like, either Julio or
AJ
was going to be coming back.
Yeah.
They both have hamstring injuries. Because if one was coming back and not the other, I feel like that would be an auto start. Yeah, the reason I like LaVisca too, he had, I think, like six catches for 98 or 99 yards last week. DJ Chark is out for the season.
Yeah.
So, I know my super cheap option I'm going to go with. You know what? I'm gonna go expansive. I am gonna take Kyler Murray, and that's where I'm gonna end.
Good points.
Yeah, that's where I'm gonna end my expensive streak, and I am gonna get a nice cheap option. Let's see here. He's down here somewhere.
You gonna pair him with somebody?
Yeah.
Is his last name Moore?
No.
Oh.
He's down there though, but his snap percentage has been going down. I'm going to go with AJ Green at 5,700. Caught a touchdown last week, caught a touchdown the week before.
I'm a little sad because I was looking at him.
Yeah.
Because he's been playing well.
Yeah, very well. So that leaves me, I have a wide receiver spot, a tight end spot, a flex, and a defense. So you got the next two, sir.
Alrighty.
I apologize for our listeners out there who don't like football.
Yes, we do apologize. just without Cody, we can actually talk about football.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I think I'm going to jump the tight end game first here.
It's like mom left and we're just sneaking into the liquor cabinet.
or do I really want
to? Then we open it and realize they've been putting water in it.
Damn it. How dare they? Like, I wish they utilized Hooper more in Cleveland.
Yeah. I mean, they just have so many good tight ends there, yeah, whether it be Harrison Bryant or David Njoku or
Or Hooper.
I don't know why is my mic so low?
I don't know. You've been like hunched over the entire time.
Slinking over more and more.
I don't fucking know. Tight ends. You know, I'll wait. I'll wait. I don't need them that bad right now. Let me get another. Let's look at these here running backs. Let's see. Let's go a little cheaper here. I don't know if I can go cheaper. And actually, let me take one of San Francisco's 48 running backs. I'd like to take him, but because Joe Mixon is actually out.
Yeah.
Looking at
Samaje Perine.
Yeah. But going
could be out, couldn't be out.
Yeah, and they're going up against Green Bay.
Yeah.
So that's kind of tough.
Yeah, game script wise may seem like it's going to be a close game, if not a blowout for Green Bay. So I don't know, man. I think that's one of my sneaky picks of the week. I feel like the Bengals could pull that one out.
That'd be nice. Like I don't know why I'm like.
Anytime Aaron Rodgers loses, it's a good day in my house.
I don't know why I'm like kind of rooting for Cincinnati right now. Dude, we're at that weird spot right now.
Mm-hmm.
Do I take fucking Jamal Williams just because I like him so fucking much?
Oh, swag daddy?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a good pick, but go off, King.
I'm tempted to take one of Arizona's running backs, but I don't know which one I want.
Yeah.
Because James Conner went off this week.
He's had 4 touchdowns in the last 2 games.
I know. But how long does he keep that going before his glass body just shatters?
Yeah. Well, it's helpful because he has a running back to spell him in Chase Edmonds. So
exactly.
He might stay healthy all year. And they're utilizing both of them very well.
Let me look at game logs here. Ugh.
Edmonds is consistent. Connor can blow the fuck up.
Yeah. I'm going to take the $100 cheaper option and take Chase Edmonds. And then I will grab the last wide receiver spot here. Who are they going up against? Chicago. Why do they even have Jarvis Landry in this list?
Listen, man, I know he's hurt, but come on.
Just take him.
I mean, Michael Thomas is there too.
Yeah.
Only $6,000. What a steal.
God, I wish I knew if Julio or AJ was coming back, like you said.
Yeah.
How much money do I have left? I got 25 grand between 4 spots.
4?
Yeah. Wide receiver, tight end, flex, and defense.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because you'll be down to 3 after this pick, and then I'll have...
Yep.
It's how snake works. Let's move it along, AJ.
Yeah, I'm tempted to take a defense just to kind of...
Yeah, go for it, man. Go off, King.
I hate that that's going to be your thing now because it's going to bother the fuck out of me.
Cody said he appreciates it. He's like, oh, it makes me feel kind of good.
It depends on, like, you've already said it like 19 times. So, that's definitely not taking him. What's his game log been looking like here? Oh, yeah, no, we're not taking fucking Ingram.
No, he hasn't done shit. He's also been injured.
That's right. I, despite how well the defense has been playing for who they're going up against, he seems to be a safety blanket for this quarterback. I will take Goddard.
Okay. Yeah, it makes sense. The footballers have talked about it. If you could just combine the 2 tight ends there to make
Goddard's. Yeah.
That would be awesome. So I'm going to take him because he's my cheap, like, big upside play of the week. And Cowboys defense has been playing very well, but they do give up yards. They do give up points to wide receivers. hopefully, for this play to work out, Sterling Shepard and who's the other one? Darius Slayton are both.
Tony?
Yep, I'm going to go with Kadarius Tony because he looks good with the ball in his hands.
Yeah, he's kind of the only good option there.
Oh, him and Kenny G.
Yeah.
So I wanted him. He was a nice, cheap floor option for me. And then I will go ahead and take my defense. Let me kind of look through the list here. There is a number one option, but I'm trying to save some money so I can spend up at other places. Really like the Pats against Houston. Bill schemes.
I like anybody against Houston.
Well, Bill schemes against rookie quarterbacks extremely well.
But say, the rain schemes against fucking Davis Mills really well too.
Yeah.
Because you saw that play, right, when he fumbled it? Because he went down and the ball just banana peeled on him?
Yeah. You know what I'm going to do?
What's that?
Do we know? Was Teddy ruled out for sure?
Teddy has a concussion.
Okay, so he hasn't been ruled out yet. I'm gonna roll the risk that it's gonna be Drew Lock. I'm gonna take the Pittsburgh Steelers defense for $4,000. Steelers at home against Denver. If it's Drew Lock, pick City, bitch. Pick City, bitch. And yeah, that'll be it for my picks there. So all I got left is my flex and my tight end, and I got $5,700 per player, but $11,400.
According to this, if symptoms subside, Teddy could play.
Yeah, either way.
But I don't see why they would put Teddy in that line.
Yeah.
That quick.
Because they don't want to lose any more games.
Right? So I got 19K left. 19.4. I got about 6,500 per spot. I'm looking down at the cheap options here.
Excuse me.
I want to take because in the wake of AJ Brown or Julio not being back, was it Westbrook Akeen? Is that how you say his last name?
Oh, for the Titans.
Yeah.
Like Josh Reynolds had a pretty good. He seemed to get targeted fairly frequently.
So I mean that's kind of, I'm kind of looking down that far, but I don't know how cheap I want to go.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go with him.
On the random shot, I'm going to take Westbrook Akeen.
Okay, for the Tennessee Titans.
Yep, and then so it gives me 14 grand.
7 grand per player. It's pretty good to end with.
Well, I have flex and defense.
Yeah. So you can spend up on your defense and take that Pats D.
I could.
Yeah. That still leave you with what? Fucking like
12
9
grand.
Yeah.
9 grand.
9. I was like, "What?"
I'm going to actually do that. I'm going to spend
This is a math pod.
Yeah, right. I'm going to spend up and take the Patriots defense.
Cool. Glad you took somebody from the Patriots, their whole defense, and I'm going to take somebody from the Patriots as well in my tight end spot. I'm going to take Jonnu Smith in hopes that he finds his way into the end zone again. Seemed to bounce back against the Bucks a little bit, got into the end zone. He's going to be my shot against Houston. And then that leaves me with $6,500 left for my flex. So let's scroll down to the 6,500 players. Ooh, oh, of course he's 6,600. Oh, that might be perfect, but I don't know if I want to double dip. Ooh, yes. I actually think he could have a very big game. Miami's run D has been fucking trash, and I feel like Leonard Fournette showed that he is the favored running back for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Could sneak into the end zone twice. I'm going to go with Leonard Fournette for $6,400, leaving me with exactly $100.
Very well.
It was between him and Damian Harris, and I didn't want to double dip in that Patriots game.
Yeah. I have $9,100 left.
So you got a pretty good player. That's where I spent early on Kyler Murray, Dalvin Cook, Aaron Jones, and Debo.
So I could spend up and get Alvin Kamara.
Mm-hmm.
but I don't trust the Saints offense.
He's gone off every other week.
Yeah, and it's I also don't know what Washington defense is going to show up.
Probably the bad one. It's been a bad one every week this year.
Yeah.
They've been bad.
I could grab Davante Adams. I could grab Zeke. Davante Adams is appealing because it's fucking Aaron's favorite target. Unless I wanted to grab Randall Cobb.
Feel like you would cap your floor if you went with Zeke. Or cap your ceiling.
I wasn't going with Zeke.
Oh, no, I was just saying, like, because you have a wide receiver, a quarterback, and a running back, you're kind of capping your ceiling a little bit with where all the points. I mean, there is a chance their offense is very good, so Zeke could get in the end zone, and Dak could throw one to CeeDee. So.
And I was also thinking I'd be leaving quite a bit of money on the table. I really like the upside to fucking DJ Moore.
Yeah, I mean, he's been nothing but one of the most consistent receivers this year.
Yeah.
I don't think he's had a game under 15 points. If he did, it's because it's half point.
It's this is 12-4. Yeah. This is lowest, and that was week one.
Yeah, and how many catches did he have in that game?
Probably a lot. He went six of eight for 80.
So he was over 15 or close to it. He was like at 14.9.
In PPR.
In full PPR, yeah. So 14.9 is his lowest in full PPR.
Yeah, so like I could.
Which is normally what we play.
I'm going to leave the money on the table. I'm taking DJ Moore. I mean, I got 12 grand, 1,200 left over.
Yeah, don't blame you.
So it's hard not. So my final team is Dak Prescott, Nick Chubb, Chase Edmonds, CeeDee Lamb, LaVisca Chenault. What's his first name? Nick Westbrook Akeen.
Learn new things every day.
Yeah. Goddard, DJ Moore, and the Patriots defense.
I took Kyler Murray, Delvin Cook, Aaron Jones, Debo Samuel, AJ Green to pair up with my Kyler Murray, Kadarius Toney, Jonnu Smith, Leonard Fournette, and the Pittsburgh Steelers defense against Denver Broncos. Hopefully Drew Lock.
Nice.
Yeah. Lock that cock, boy.
And submit.
Yep, I already submitted mine. So I think that'll do it for us. Do we have anything that we learned today? Do we have any regrets, take backs, apologies?
I apologize to Cody for being sick, even though it's
I don't apologize. Fault. You get what you fucking deserve.
Jesus Christ.
Just kidding. Love you, buddy. But yeah, check out Ty Guy's Gaming Room on Facebook. He's going to make a comeback once he gets his computer fixed.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw his Facebook post today that he was bummed.
Yeah, he owes us a shit ton of shout outs on his show or on his stream. Like a lot.
If not, we'll break his ankles.
If he ends up not coming back, that's going to be my take back, is I'm going to take back all the Ty Guy Gaming Room shout outs we've given out.
I say, he doesn't drive, so he doesn't need his ankles.
Yeah. Go off, King. but yeah.
I hate it.
I think that'll do it for us, honestly. If you like the show, don't forget. Share our stuff, man. It helps us out a ton. We've gotten a lot more views and stuff like that and listens, I believe. So if you like us, share it. If you also like the show, make sure to give us a 5-star review and let us know how we're doing. Don't leave bad ones because that doesn't do anything for us.
Listen, and if you do leave a bad one, at least make it constructive.
Didn't your mother ever tell you if you ain't got nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all? Mine didn't.
Sure, there's a lot of
my mom was a cunt.
So there's a lot of lessons she left on the table.
No, she just left a lot of burn marks on me with her cigarettes. I'm just kidding. She never did that. I stepped on one that she threw down one time. That was it. But yeah, that'll do it for us, guys. We appreciate you. We love you. We will see you guys next time.
Goodbye.
Cody, come back and save us.